Welcome to the 11th episode of Who the Hell Are You? On the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our 11th episode features four-time IndyCar Series champion and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, and the remaining episodes will run every Tuesday and Thursday leading up to the Rolex 24 at Daytona later this month. Following Dixon's podcast, our remaining episodes include ALMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, ALMS champion Le Mans winner Joey Hand, IndyCar driver, IMSA champ, and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, and that lingering guest known as Justin Bell. Among the many things we learned during Dixon's episode, his teammates make frequent use of the bathroom, and he looks to the lyrics of Vanilla Ice for inspiration. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, the conversation does flow freely, which means earmuffs might be required in a few sections. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt podcast Facebook page, and on MarshallPruitt.com. And here we go with the real Scott Dixon, the one we all know behind the scenes.
Scott Dixon, we're about to find out who the hell you are.
Uh-oh.
What is your full name?
Scott Ronald Glendower Dixon.
Is there any particular meaning by the third
name in there? No, it's my grandfather's. He was known by Glyn, but Glendower is the Welsh full name, and Ronald is my father. So I've got, a couple of middle names.
What is your birthplace and date?
Birthplace was Brisbane, Australia. I think it was the Brisbane's Women's Hospital in 22nd of July, 1980.
Do you know if there was a Brisbane Men's Hospital?
There was a probably everybody else hospital, I guess. Yeah, I don't know why it was called Brisbane Women's. I think it's still there, too. I think I drove by it when I went to Gold Coast last time.
Be a strange thing to knock down.
Yeah, it would be. They obviously still need it if people are having babies.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
I barely speak English, and that's it. No, I think we had to learn Maori. I did Japanese for a few years, but I've forgotten all of that now.
Forgotten all Maori?
Haere mai is like hello, and I don't know. I'm sure if I started chatting to a few people, I'd pick up the
Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed. There's lots of lefty drivers. I don't know why that is. Dario TK, Max Chilton, right? I think there's quite a few. Dan Weldon.
Something you should look into getting fixed, possibly.
Yeah. They were all
your
quite
career
strange,
might
so
take off.
They were quite strange, so maybe that's why.
Success might come your way if you were to consider switching hands. This one I should have asked you before we started. Are you familiar with the movie The Purge?
Yeah. I've seen all The Purges, I think. It's quite an interesting concept.
If The Purge ever became ratified by the government, Scott Dixon, who are you taking out first?
That's a good point.
As someone who has seen all the movies.
I think it would just be randoms, to be honest.
Just
for the joy of killing. I don't know. I think if you knew it was coming around every year, you'd probably have a short list of people that you needed to tick off. But at the moment, I'd keep it at randoms.
Something to possibly develop.
Yeah.
Make sure you have that list ready. Are you left or right footed?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Footy?
Football? I guess right. Yeah. Yeah, left feels a bit strange. Same with some people can be right-handed and can be left-footed?
Or vice versa.
Really? That's interesting. I never thought about that. You're opening my mind.
The interviewer could be left-handed and right-footed?
Yeah.
What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Probably the weather app. I think text messaging, the message. So downloaded, flight app.
Something you share in common with your teammate Sebastian Bourdais.
Flights. I had a really good app, and then they stopped developing, and it was a bit of a pain in the butt. I had to delete it, because now with Apple's update, it didn't even work. It was simple and efficient. Now the new ones just have too much crap going on.
Scott Dixon way.
Yep.
What's your favorite pint of ice cream?
Chocolate. Yeah.
With so many options.
My wife says vanilla. Actually, I do like cookie dough. Cookie dough's pretty good, too.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Oh, that's a tough one, man. I like U2, Phil Collins, Genesis kind of period.
So those wouldn't be today, but...
No, they wouldn't be today. I guess today...
And Richard Westbrook is back for the third time.
Yeah, he's joining in. You're quite good at that.
Yeah, loads of practice.
Loads of practice. modern day.
That could be the answer itself, if nothing is coming to mind.
I don't know, man, because I'm like 80s and 90s, 2000s, and then that's kind of about it, but...
What's your most hated vegetable or fruit?
Man, you got all the tricky questions. Most hated vegetable.
Scott Dixon, who could break down inch by inch at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, yet stumped by favorite or most hated.
I can't say I hate any fruit or vegetable. I'll eat it because it makes me feel better about myself when I eat it.
But there's no fruit or vegetable you will avoid?
No, cauliflower maybe. It's kind of bland too though, so I don't know.
It's good with cheese.
Yeah, when you put that that cheesy sauce on, it's good.
I believe that's an American thing.
It is? No, we do in New Zealand
really?
Too. Yeah.
I figure adding cheese is just very American. As you might possibly hear Richard Westbrook using the bathroom in the background.
That's right. I don't know what he's doing. Sounds like he's about to sit down.
We'll call him the Deuce for now on.
Yeah, there we go.
Continuing a theme, Scott Dixon, what's your favorite musician or band of all time?
Of all time... U2, and I go back to Phil Collins, but then I can go the other way too, like I really like Offspring and, you know, so, I kind of listen to a wide variety. I was even listening to the Presidents of, what is it?
The USA.
Yeah.
That... is an extremely random...
Peaches, and she's
and
lump.
And there's the man who dipped
he's
his balls on my shoulder two weekends ago in Monterey.
We can't hold that against
Ryan
him.
Briscoe.
Howdy, folks.
Hi, mate. Oh, you are.
Directly after Richard Westbrook.
Richard did, too.
You might have to mop up the floor a bit.
That's pretty clean.
We heard a few giggles as well in there. You work with savages, by the way.
I know. It is a wild bunch here, actually.
The only racing question you'll get today, Senna or Schumacher? And why?
Oh, man, it's tough because I felt like in my period it was, you know, I was right in the middle of those two. I don't know, I guess... I think what Senna had achieved and, you know, still had a lot longer to go would have been very interesting stats. And just pure talent. But, I think Michael was very similar. I think that, you know, those are two of the greatest of all time. So, yeah, I'd probably lean a little more to Senna just because that was my first introductory to racing and then the appreciation for Michael came later.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
I haven't, thankfully. Thankfully.
A blessed life.
Yeah, very, very.
What is the highest level of education you've completed?
High school. Yeah.
Common answer.
Yeah.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
What is today? Today is Friday, so my last drink... Actually, I had date night on Tuesday with my wife and had a glass of wine.
Sounds like Briscoe is using the bidet in the background, possibly.
Yeah, he's
cleaning the undercarriage.
That Dyson hand dryer sounds like it's going a bit crazy in there. Probably trying to get rid of the smell somehow.
What's your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
God, I don't think I could name any of them.
That's a correct answer.
Yeah. She's cute, though.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, what's the most recent and who won?
Fist fight? Nah, it's probably been a while. Probably early 2000s was,
In America?
Yeah.
Set the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, and then at school, but I wasn't much of a fighter. It was more of an assistance if needed, you know, I'd try to help out.
A friend in need.
Yeah, is a friend indeed.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Oh man, probably I bought a apartment in Florida one time. Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale.
As a business investment.
Kind of, and I was kind of looking at moving there, and it was just a really bad time to buy, bad developer, and then to top it off, while it was being, like, you know, I was meant to move in, never moved in, and then to resell it, when they turned the water back on at the mains, all the taps were on, and it flooded it, and nobody was there to know that it was flooding. So that was, I think, probably the baddest or worst thing I've purchased.
You had a water park apartment.
Yeah, yeah. So, thank God for insurance.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in the in a book that you hold dear?
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Bit of Vanilla Ice.
That might never be topped as an answer.
No. Yeah, Ice Ice Baby, man. It's got all the lyrics in that song. It's quite a tune.
You are definitely winning, Scott Dixon. What is your shoe size?
11. You know what they say, big feet, big shoes.
I wear a 13.
Oh, there you go.
As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
I think just under my bed. Yeah.
Popular answer.
I'm trying to think of the house. Yeah, under the bed.
What's your favorite album of all time?
Gee whiz. It's funny, like, albums these days, I find it's very hard to listen all the way through.
Albums made today?
Made today. Are very hard to... One I do love for, like, running, working out, The Offspring. And what was that? What was that album? Might have been Self Esteem. That sounds right. Get You Running Faster, Man.
Does that include Very Fly for a White Guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, one on my left wrist.
It would appear to be a star of some sorts.
Yeah, it's just a star.
Is there a significance behind that?
There's kind of a stupid story behind it. It was when, it goes back to when myself and my wife were dating, and she did it with a group of six girlfriends. And so it turned out she was the only one that ended up getting it done, because after she got it done, they all chickened out. So then, being a nice guy, I said I'd do it for her, and there we go. We both have stars on our wrists.
Matrimony.
I know. That's why I knew it was a done deal, mate. She was the one.
We will revisit this very shortly. How many times have you had your heart broken?
I don't know, I think probably when I was, you know, first started dating, maybe a couple of times. I don't know, I felt like I was kind of, I don't know, yeah, I'd say a couple maybe, in early years, kind of, I think, when I was trying to find my footing with ladies.
Footing's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right.
When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
It would have been a few... I was looking for a picture, actually. Probably maybe a month or two ago. Looking for, like, a throwback Thursday for Instagram. And, I didn't really find anything interesting, to be honest.
Have you ever stolen something from a store?
Yeah, the first time I stole something was a...
So
there was a couple of times. It was kind of like, I think when I was about 13 or 14, we used to have a chain in New Zealand called Whitcles. It's still going, actually. And stole a pen. Parker pen. It was a really nice one.
Because
about $15. Because you know, a group of friends thought it'd be cool to have at school.
I may or may not have stolen.
And then I think
pens.
I stole a pencil too. One of those ones that you keep pushing and the lead keeps coming out of.
Are there other thefts that come to mind?
No, not really. We used to have a thing in New Zealand where at night you would jump into people's backyards and take clothes, and it was called clothesline shopping. But that was very short-lived and more of a funny thing, to be honest.
Did the clothes ever get returned?
I think we only ever did it once, but no, I don't think
we did. Or did folks just steal enough where eventually everyone was
equal?
We
didn't really take enough of substance that was worth returning.
What's the worst piece of advice you've ever received? And should we narrow that to Brett Crusher Murray?
Yeah. Worst piece of advice? I don't know. I think it depends if you use it. I think advice is always good. I think just choosing to use it appropriately or to understand that it's not good advice is probably the biggest thing. But I don't know, I can't say I've ever really lived by a point where I've had bad advice and actually done it. I don't know.
Did someone advise you to dye your blonde hair?
No, that was a dare, so that kind of crosses the line, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one a bit. These are tough questions.
Some might say easy.
Yeah.
We're more than halfway through, though, Scott Dixon. We're on the downhill slope. Have you ever killed somebody or come close?
No, never. No.
Have you, a family member, ever served in the military or fought in a war?
No, my grandparents did.
What war?
So in World War II, my grandmother was part of communications for the Air Force in New Zealand, and then my grandfather was just more of he did medical. So he was like a medical guy. But they never, I don't think they actually left New Zealand. They were in the New Zealand bases.
I'm told you have an autograph session coming up, so we're going to speed through, jump to the better of the remaining questions,
cool.
Scott Dixon. We would not want to disappoint fans.
Absolutely.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
I think yes, of course. It would change history, but yeah, you would have to do it. You would save a lot of lives.
It's the correct answer.
Mm.
Why are you married?
Why am I married?
Yes.
Because I found my soulmate. I found someone that makes me a better person.
Apparently there's a bit of a time delay on that impact.
Yeah, she's still working me over.
Joey Hand just wiped his uncleaned hand.
That was a wet one.
Yes.
Could be a bit of wee.
And then I licked it. What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
A house. I brought a Subaru WRX.
STI?
An STI when they first came in America this version in 2001 or two.
You still have the car?
No, I sold it like 2 or 3 years later. I really enjoyed it. It was a fun car. And then a house, whatever it was the biggest thing I bought in Indianapolis. Well, actually, my first house I bought was in New Zealand and my best investment yet.
All right, we're going to trim these down to just a few more questions. I'll let you go. Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone while in the bathroom?
Yeah, for sure. It's those calls you got to take sometimes, right?
Call of nature.
You can always tell, you know, the echo. And then, you know, the sneaky flush here and there.
If you're trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal? And which of your body parts do you eat first?
Probably not mine. I would try to eat somebody else's first.
You were by yourself, though.
Oh, I'm by myself. I don't know, man. I'd eat the plants.
Well,
what would I eat first? I don't know.
It's something to think about.
You kind of need all of it.
Two more questions, Scott Dixon. In Living Color, Chappelle Show or Key and Peele?
Chappelle Show.
That's a correct answer.
Yeah.
Final question. If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
Well, blowjob, but I don't know if that would ever happen. Maybe you could combine them both.
That might be the perfect answer to the final question. Scott Dixon, I can say after 35 or so questions, I have a better idea of who the hell you are.
You've always got a good handle on that. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
And that was episode 11 with Scott Dixon. Left on the board, we have both Bells, a Long, and a Mr. Hand. Check back on Tuesday for the next episode featuring Patrick Long. And please share a guilty little pleasure with a retweet on the interwebs. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is a Marshall Pruitt podcast. Thanks for listening.